Building a New Testament Church is a 10-part series. It was preached at Grace Bible Baptist Church, Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia, in October 2019. It has two major parts. Part one, looking at the New Testament Church. And in this, we do expository messages on key Bible passages that provide the pattern for the church for the entire age. The pattern is not found in the church fathers, or Roman Catholicism, or Greek Orthodoxy, or Protestantism, or Pentecostalism, or Charismaticism, or Fundamentalism, or the various streams of Independent Baptist, or Evangelicalism, or the New Reformed Calvinism. None of those are the patterns for the New Testament church. We must look back to the Scriptures, to the New Testament church that we see in the Scriptures. And in part one, we look at 1 Timothy 3:15, 1 Peter 2:4 and 5, a spiritual house made of living stones. And in part one, we look at 1 Timothy 3:15, a church as the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth. We look at 1 Peter 2:4 and 5, a church as the spiritual house made of living stones. We look at Acts 2:36 through 42, a church that is a regenerate, faithful, growing church. We look at 1 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8, a purifying church. We look at 1 Thessalonians 1, 8 through 10, a turning, serving, watching church. We look at Colossians 1, 25 through 28, a church that aims for perfecting every member. We look at Ephesians 4, 7 through 16, a ministering body church. And we look at Acts 13, 1 through 4, an Antioch missionary church, a church with a vision for reaching the world with the gospel. And then part two of this series deals with practical steps toward building a New Testament church. We deal with 11 things in this part. Number one, start with a biblical examination of the church. Number two, develop a plan for a regenerate church membership, which requires two fundamental things. First, by being extremely careful and wise about salvation and baptism. Secondly, by being extremely wise and careful about church membership. Third, immerse the church in prayer. Fourth, immerse the church in God's Word. Fifth, emphasize separation from the world. Sixth, maintain high standards for all workers. Seven, build godly homes. Eight, be serious about youth discipleship. Nine, emphasize Bible prophecy and the imminency of the return of Christ. 10, have a big vision to fulfill the Great Commission. And 11, focus on the real disciples in the church and move ahead.